You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Chatham.
Part 1B. What's 1B about? 1B is about radiation and space. Okay, radiation. Two types. Nuclear radiation. Heard of nuclear radiation? Probably seen stupid cartoons where people get irradiated with nuclear radiation and they turn green. They glow green. It's all nonsense. Complete drivel. But there's nuclear radiation and there is also electromagnetic radiation. Ought to be easy. Two types of radiation. Unfortunately, there's a bit of overlap between them and we'll have to come on to that overlap. Let's start with electromagnetic radiation. What's electromagnetic radiation? Electromagnetic radiation is the transfer of energy by waves. We've talked about this. So this time we'll talk about all of it. We've talked about infrared. Well, infrared is this bit with a slightly longer wavelength than light we can see. Bit longer than infrared, bit lower frequency. You get a microwave. Lower frequency still, you get the radio waves. Let's go the other way. From infrared, you go into red light that we can see. Bit higher, green light we can see. Bit higher still, blue light. Highest, violet light. Don't ask you about violet much, but it does turn up. What do you think if you go higher in frequency than violet? Shorter in wavelength. Because that's the funny thing about light, electromagnetic radiation. Higher frequency, shorter wavelength. Longer wavelength, lower frequency. Yep, you're right. You've thought about it. You're right. You go higher than violet, you get to ultraviolet. We can't see ultraviolet, but it's the next one up. What happens when you get to even higher frequencies than ultraviolet? You get to X-ray. Beyond X-ray? Well, they sort of overlap. X-ray and gamma. Gamma rays. Each one has a use. You've got to know the uses. What are we going to say? Well, radio. I think you know the uses for radio. You might not realise that TV is also broadcast by radio. Microwave. Use for microwave? Cook your dinner. Microwaves are also the radio frequencies that we use to talk to satellites. So you've got a microwave dish on the side of your house, I would think, because you've probably got satellite telly. That satellite is broadcasting that TV to you using microwaves. Infrared. Infrared is the main kind of light that we send down optical fibres. Almost all of our telephone calls, almost all of our computer information sent across the Atlantic, sent any distance these days, is sent using optical fibre using infrared light shone down the optical fibres. Occasionally they use visible light, usually they use infrared light. Visible light, next one up. Well, I think you can probably think of some uses for visible light, can't you? Ultraviolet. Tanning? Too much tanning can be dangerous. Give you skin cancer. But tanning? Ultraviolet? There are some other uses for it. I've used ultraviolet to make electronics. We've got ultraviolet pens that can only be read when you shine ultraviolet light on them for security pens for home. X-ray. Again, you can probably think of uses for X-ray. Diagnostics, medical imaging. But not just medical. They'll X-ray a bit of metal, see that there's no cracks in it if it's something vital like a wing of an aeroplane. And beyond that, gamma. Uses for gamma, not many uses for gamma. Gamma is toxic. Gamma kills cells. So they use gamma to kill the cells in cancer tumours. It kills every other cell it hits as well, but because there tend to be a higher density of cells in a tumour cell, it kills the tumour cells most. Not very nice. You don't want that being done to you, because it's killing your cells too. But if you've got a tumour, needs must. Got to know those. What about hazards? Well, talked about the hazards, gamma. X-ray has the same hazards. Why do you think when you're being X-rayed, the nurse goes behind a shield? It's a very small risk from X-ray if you're only getting the occasional X-ray. If you work with it all day long, it's quite a bit bigger risk, which is why the nurse has to be careful. You don't have to be all that careful. Ultraviolet, long exposure to ultraviolet, of course, can also give you cancer. Slightly different process to X-ray and gamma. It's not just one burst. It has to be done with overdosing on it. Visible light, well, I suppose you can get retinal damage if it's too bright. Infrared? Don't know. Microwave? Well, you wouldn't want to get in one that was designed at a frequency to cook you. microwave at a particular frequency. It heats water. It's not all microwaves, it's just one particular frequency. Radio? I don't know. Dangers? Can't think of one. Okay, so that was electromagnetic radiation in a nutshell. There's one more thing, there's an equation that goes along with it. It says wave speed is equal to wavelength multiplied by frequency. They'll give you that equation. What's wave speed? Well, the speed of light, 300 million metres per second. Wavelength? Well, how many metres does it take for the wave to go up and down once? Frequency? That's 1 divided by the time it takes for the wave to go up and down once. Multiply wavelength and frequency together, you get wave speed. We talked about this one. Radio 103, our rivals here at VCJ Radio, broadcast at about 100 megahertz. Wavelength of about 100 megahertz must be 3 meters, because 100 megahertz, mega means million, 100 million multiplied by 3, 300 million meters per second, speed of light. They'll give you that equation. All you've got to be able to do is multiply two things together. You can do that. I promise, you can.